right, baby. What is it? Come on, spit it out. Tell me what's bothering you. Oh, don't try to deny it. You've been sulking all night. You were surly with me when I got home. Your cooking was subpar. And you've been sitting there with a glum look on your face for the past half hour while I try to ignore it and read my book. It's clear you've got something on your mind. And try as you might to hide it, it's already affected my evening, so you might as well tell me what it is. Baby, what have I told you about mumbling? Use your words like they're meant to be used. You want to play? Look, I've told you, I don't want to play when I'm on my cycle. And I know that's something that you're not particularly into either. Besides, even if it wasn't that time of the month, I've just had a big week. All I want to do is sit back with a drink, a smoke, and a nice book. I just don't have the energy. Oh, look at you pout. You are a needy little thing, aren't you? Fine. I can't resist those adorable eyes. And I do have an idea of something you're sure to enjoy. Now, pet, go fetch me your gag. The dildo gag with the changeable attachments. Make sure you bring all the attachments. Bring a pair of handcuffs too while you're at it. Oh, and do try not to keep me waiting. Otherwise, I may well decide it's too much effort. There we are. Good job, slut. You really must be eager. If that's the case, kneel here and open that mouth nice and wide for me. Now, I want you to suck hard on this cock. Get it nice and wet. It's going to be in your mouth for a while. Yes. Oh, you take it like a seasoned whore. I really have trained you well. You don't even gag on it anymore. At least, not unless I really push it. Can still get a little gag out of you in the end, huh? Right. Enough fun and games. Hold still, pet. I need to buckle this up. Hold on. And through here. That's it. And tight. Ha! Perfect. Look at you. Your mouth nice and filled with that dildo, while the other end is ready and waiting to be of use for me. Give me a little moan, slut. I want to see if I can hear your whimpers. I love hearing those muffled moans. I bet having that gag stuffing your mouth nice and tight is getting you nice and wet. makes you feel so helpless. All your moans of pleasure, cries of pain, and desperate begging for attention, all silenced by that nice, thick cock. Now, spread your legs. Give us a look at your needy parts. Oh, you are positively dripping. I really should consider keeping you locked more often. Perhaps it would keep you from becoming aroused and needy when I am trying to read my book. Or perhaps it would just make you even more horny, if that were possible. Now, turn around, pet. I want to cuff those hands behind your back. We wouldn't want you trying to sneak any pleasure in before I allow it now, would we? Yes. Oh. Give me a little wriggle, slut. Good. They're not too tight. Perfect. Now it's time to choose the gag attachment. Let's see. Toilet brush? No. At least, not for now. Coaster tray? Maybe. That's a maybe. Dildo? Definitely not. Oh, baby. Did you think you'd get to fuck me with the gag tonight? Oh, no, 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 no. I told you. I'm too tired for that. I just want to sit and relax with a book, a smoke, and a nice drink. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. But because you wanted to play so much, I figured I might as well get some use out of you, instead of having you sulk like a little brat. Which brings me to this final attachment. The ashtray. Now, I'm just going to... Yes, attach that to your gag. Now, I want you to kneel here, right in front of me. Yes, just like that. And stay perfectly still. You are going to be my beautiful human ashtray. Do you think you can handle that, slut? Oh, look at that nod. Such a good little thing. I bet this wasn't what you were expecting when I said I'd play with you. But I don't think you mind now, do you? Being denied by me. Being used as nothing more than an object for me to dispose of my cigarette waste in. That alone almost makes you as wet as me fucking you would. Let me just... You like that, don't you? Being forced to sit there and endure my smoke. Even though you hate the smell. Come closer. Oh, look. It's making your eyes water. Now, head straight, like a good ashtray. There we go. Yeah, just, I like that. I've got at least a couple of chapters to go in my book. And I do not want to be distracted. Now, where was I? Yes. Interesting. What? Why are you whimpering like that? Ugh. No, I am not going to fuck you or play with those desperate privates. God. You're my ashtray, for fuck's sake. Why would I ever debase myself like that? Stop that! Come closer. Present your face. Remember your place. Your needy little act was cute to start with, but now it is annoying. You are my toy to use as I please. Nothing more. So stop being a brat. Don't pout like that. I'm not going to just use you as an ashtray. That's right. If you're well behaved, I've plenty of other things I could use you for. That's why I got this gag. I'll probably want a stiff drink once I'm done with my smokes. And then when I'm finished and ready for bed. Well, I could get you to clean the bathroom with these attachments. See? Aren't you happy? There's so many different ways I can use you. Don't shake your head like that. A good toy is happy when its mistress is happy. You don't want to displease me, do you? And besides, if this wasn't what you were wanting, perhaps it will teach you to not be a sulking little brat. And perhaps it will teach you to remember when I say I don't want to play. Now, if you're done complaining, come closer. I have need of my ashtray once more. Nothing like a good smoke. Mm.